So lately, I've been thinking a lot about trauma and the kind of trauma that people live with and they bring with them to friendships and relationships and whatnot. And to be honest, I've never liked the idea of trauma being baggage or luggage that you carry around like a suitcase, because sometimes it just gets to be huge and unmanageable. And nobody wants to drag around 15 suitcases with them from place to place. So, in this cold medicine-induced life thought, I suppose, I like to describe the trauma that I carry with me as rocks in a river. While they're not huge, they can be, for me, they're not huge. But they are obstacles. They don't allow my river to flow completely straight and without hindrance. If you equate the water in a river to, let's say, life in general, experiences day to day, new things, new relationships, new jobs, things like that, if that's your water and your trauma, are your rocks in there? Sometimes, depending on the person and the trauma that you've sustained, it can create a dam which will cause your life water to just stop and be stagnant. And the more water that comes down the pike and hits the dam, the wider and more flooded that river becomes until it seeps over the banks and becomes so maybe unmanageable that you get stuck and you need friends or a support system. And in that case, I would hope that you have friends or family or even one person that can come and check on the content of your life water. Make sure there's no algae bloom, there's no outbreak, there's no bad bacteria. And there's nothing that would jeopardize life in that water. And sometimes you need friends that have pickaxes and shovels. And those could be like kindness and respect and love. And they just bust apart those rocks to a more manageable size so that that water can just erode away your trauma little by little. Because I honestly don't think it ever goes away. Trauma is one of those things that just sort of alters life. And just like rocks in a stream, it just alters the current. Sometimes it's fast, sometimes it's slow, sometimes it weaves around. But the more rocks you have, I think the more character you have. You just have to manage it. You have to make sure that your river is not being dammed by trauma. And if it is, you embrace it and you try to work through it as best you can. So, I was just thinking about that to myself, that I don't like the idea that trauma is to be carried around in baggage. Because then it never really gets dealt with. It's just put in a bag that gets stuck on you. But if you think of it as rocks in a river, you can still touch it. You can still acknowledge the trauma is there, that it's changed your current. But life still flows around it. You still get new relationships. You still get new friendships. You get new jobs, opportunities. You still get to experience the beauty and magic that is life. Most of the time. Yet, you have your trauma with you. And it's not big enough to break your life, to cut it off. Your river still flows. It's just altered. And to me, honestly, I'd rather be with a river that has some rocks than it has character. Because you can move those rocks. You can move them around. You can decide, we're going to keep that one there, but this one we can get rid of. Or we can move, or just push it further down into the earth. I don't know. It's really late. I'm kind of delirious. But I feel like it's an important thing to talk about. Everybody has baggage. They all have trauma that you bring with them, no matter how small or how big it is. And you might be ashamed of what you have in your past. I know I have some parts of me that I'm ashamed of. Not really ashamed, but more like I wish it wasn't an aspect of myself. But that's when you gotta find people to look at your stream and think, that is a river I could be with. I would enjoy watching that water flow. And I think that's where you find your good friends and your good relationships. Those people that look at your river and think, it's starting to get overfilled with rocks. Or maybe that pH needs to be balanced. So, hopefully this helps. It's abstract, I know. But I'm an abstract thinker by nature. It's just how my body is built, how my atoms are arranged. And I hope you know that trauma is not a thing that defines you. It just changes your river a bit. It's not bad. It's not good. It's just a rock in your stream. And you can choose to either let it dam your stream or let the life flow through it and chisel it away little by little, making it smaller, easier to manage, maybe even eroding it completely. But in any case, those are just my thoughts while high on cold medicine. Thanks for listening. I'm sorry it's not sexy.